irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. Check it out. Bwah, 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 bwah. Welcome to my studio, the station where we raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey, and you've just tuned in. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey, and you have prepared yourself for something special today. Have you prepared yourself? I don't know, but I have prepared myself to prepare you for something special. If that's possible, we're going to do it here on the Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey. Pow! I'd like to welcome a very special person in our studio today. We got the one and only Brother Kev. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, David. I'm doing great.
Dude, I love you. Oh.
Nailed it. First try.
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you and the board. And
David, how are you doing?
Good? I'm just messing around is how I'm doing. I'm messing with, you know, the things that I want to mess with. It's making me feel good. I'm here in the studio to just spread a positive message. Talk to the people of our beautiful collective planet and express a couple ideas. I know that you are a very wise individual. And along with being a wise individual, you're also a very compassionate, tuned in, tapped in, and turned on person that understands.
Yeah, I'm like a combination of Gandhi and Albert Einstein.
A little bit.
That's what people tell me.
I can see why they say that.
I mean, that's what I tell myself. No one's actually told me that. Well, I wish they would.
You know, that actually brings us to a pretty powerful concept, Kevin. If you're telling yourself that and you actually believe it, well, you're going to be generating the vibrational platform for you to become the same principles that you believe that you are. So,
I like it.
If you think that you're a Gandhi mixed with an Albert Einstein, then you're one cat that I want to keep around, right?
Yeah, I'll be that cool cat. I'll be a cool cat.
You're a cool cat whether you try to be or not. It's just, it's in your DNA. It's like, Kevin was born a cool cat DNA style, you know?
Yeah, I'm 98% cat DNA.
98% cat, 2% cool. Or was it 98% cool, 2% cat? One way or another.
Yeah, they both work. They both are great things.
Talking about great things, we are focused today, the topic is
topic of the day is
generationally around generations. We're talking about what this generation, what Kevin and my generation is bringing into today's world. What does What does our generation have to offer, have to accelerate the medicinal and technological and religious, spiritual, political advances of our planet? What have the previous generations done? What have their roles played in accelerating our economy, our understanding, our knowledge?
And what are the future generations bringing? You know,
bam.
Just gonna round it all off. We're just gonna get everybody.
We're gonna round this shit off. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a little bit like Gandhi and Albert Einstein because we have the one and only.
Yeah. If you're Gandhi or Albert Einstein and you're listening to this, you should call in. I don't know what the number is.
You can do that.
David has the number.
Well, fortunately for all of you people, if you want to call in, I tend to have the number. It's 323-203-0815. If you want to call in, 323-203-0815. And Kevin, I want to say what a beautiful lead-in to offering the listeners to call.
Yeah, let us know what you think your generation brought in. Because we're gonna touch on our generation. Because I love touching our generation. But we're not experts on the baby boomers. You know, we're Generation X. We're the millennials, I believe.
We are the microwave. We are the microwave generation.
Let us know what your generation brought.
So, Kev, I'm going to start with you.
Start with me, man.
Dude, you last week when we had talked about this topic, and we had talked about how... we were throwing around ideas. You brought up some really phenomenal aspects. You said, well, Dave, something that we ought to look at is look at combat. Look at how war has changed, right?
Yeah.
And this is expand a little into this because the way that you said it really got my mind running. It got me thinking and how war is actually kind of the forefront of what science and technology has to offer.
Yeah, you know? I mean, the big technological advances always come from like a war idea, like that's where the governments are pouring in this money, is to like
trillions,
you know, like the nuclear bomb. We got nuclear power plants out of that, and those are really clean, reliable sources of energy.
Wow.
But we had to build the bomb first.
Exactly.
We had to kill people first.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But sorry, earlier I said Generation X. We're actually Generation Y.
Generation Y.
I totally messed
so
that
X up. Generation X is the like
that is like the 1965 to 1980.
Okay, word. Yeah. Okay. So that'd be like our, like, pretty much our parents' generation.
Yeah, parents.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe within, you know, 5-10 year here or there, you know.
Maybe parents were a little before that.
But
anyway, yeah. Right on. War's crazy, man. You think about how it used to be. You know, you got swords and shields, and you're just hacking away at each other. And nowadays, it's you're never like seeing your target. It's always like blind, like you're hiding behind a rock,
like,
and you're
snipers
shooting from like yards and yards away, like a mile for a sniper shot. You know,
right.
And like now we have drones. Like drones are even, you know, patrolling the skies, and a dude's sitting in Arizona.
It's crazy.
And flying a drone over Afghanistan. You know, so
that's insane.
Like there's been so many technological advances. You know that these different generations have come up with, and it's crazy. And there's it's kind of a scary thought of what's to come as technology is more abundant and everyone has access to it.
True.
And I think that's also scary because, you know, we're growing, like we grew up with technology,
exactly.
And the new kids are born with an iPad in their hands.
Right.
So the earlier generations had to really learn how to use it first, and then they would expand on it.
Totally.
And they came up with all these things that we have now.
Totally.
But imagine someone being born, you know, with all this stuff, and now they have to come up with all these concepts.
That's insane. So it's like the kids being born today almost have this insane technological, societal, just overall this head start when it comes to, you know, okay, you're 5 years old. Okay, you know, what are we going to entertain our kid with? Oh, we buy him an iPad. You know, he downloads the apps, or he or she downloads the apps that they want. And, you know, they're all of a sudden the parents can go to work. They can have the nanny watch the kid without the kid freaking out because they have the games. And then they watch the TV shows all on this little device, right?
Yeah.
So, but then it's also like when you're born with this little computer in your hands that you can literally do anything with, you expect... You grow to expect things quicker, right? Mm-hmm. For example,
it's like you want it now generation. It's
right?
The now generation. You know, it's like the new ones coming up.
Straight
it's a scary thought. you know, having a kid just born with a computer in their hand, like, they're so reliable on it.
And then if
it's
you're
a lifeline,
right? I'm so sorry to interrupt.
No,
if you're a this just came to my head. If you're a parent in today's generation that chooses not to give your kid an iPad or even a phone at a young age, they're going to be outcast for it. You know, it's like they're the ones that don't have the cool technology. I mean, I remember when everybody had a cell phone and I didn't. I was like the one kid that like didn't have a cell phone and a couple of my friends didn't, but even then I just got this little kind of little POS, but I thought it was the coolest thing in the world that my parents got for me. Mm-hmm. But then
thanks, Mom.
Today, yeah, totally, you know, and I could only use it for certain things, but today it's like internet.
Everyone has it, yeah.
Kevin, you brought up an amazing point also. You know, with having access to the internet, sure, there are parental settings, okay, but most kids know how to edit the parental settings, or, you know, if they don't know the password, they know how to get around, or they know how to put a private browser or do something that's just like, these kids in today's world are like, they're
almost smarter than their parents with computers.
That's what I'm going
it's
for.
Crazy.
That's what
it's
I'm
crazy.
Going for. They know how to hide, they know how to be like sneaker and mischievous and you know,
scary.
You brought up a point, the exposure to these
sensitive materials. I mean, you have the new generations they're on computers so young and you get a titty magazine when you're like 11 or 12, right? It's a picture of boobs.
Right.
And then kids now are watching like hardcore porn when they're 11 and 12. Like that is
crazy.
That's not like
kills
a real thing.
The imagination.
That's not a real, like, maybe people have sex in like how they do in the videos.
Right.
Like
right.
The crazy stuff. But like kids watch that and they think that's normal. And that's, I don't think that's normal.
No.
But maybe
no,
that's
no,
just no. me. Maybe I'm just really boring. And I, you know.
Well,
but I'm not the one doing handstands on the wall trying to have six girls around me. Like, that's not normal for me. But if it's normal for you, give us a call. 323-203-0815.
You can give us your perspective and tell us how crazy your life is. No, but seriously, man, it's that's another thing that's really scary is when you have 11 and 12 year olds thinking that this type of content is normal.
Yeah.
Then they grow up thinking that, you know, they grow up with this preconceived notion of, you know, that is intercourse. That is what that's just how
that's
you
what
do
love
it.
Is.
You know, that's what love is.
Yeah.
When man, that just completely shatters all imaginatory prospects of what could possibly, you know, become something a lot more beautiful and meaningful and powerful to the person.
Absolutely.
So, you know, parents, if you're, you know, listeners that are parents, make sure to put parental settings
on everything.
On literally, like, everything. Like, your computers, your kids get on your, trust me, if you don't think that your kids look at what you look at, your kids look at your computers.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And kids, if you're listening, make sure to check out our website after for a step-by-step process of how to get around those parental settings. Yeah, so it's latalkradio.com/Dave.
We like to attract all
all listeners. We're givers over
all
here.
All stereotypes here. All demographics. All
right. We're bashing on the young generations. What's a good thing that they're going to bring to us? What's a good thing?
That is not true.
All right, so they're born with technology, right? What are they going to give to the world? Like,
right.
I think they're going to do amazing things.
Man.
So, like, there's so many startups right now. Kickstarter, like GoFundMe.com. Like, there's so many things that rely on these things and their startups. And people, David, you were talking earlier about how these younger generations are already out making more money than their parents at such a young age, you know, like mid-20s, and they're already making more than their parents.
So true, man. I mean, you have, if you look at the opportunities that people have in today's world to make money, to allow abundance and wealth and prosperity and live a luxurious life, the opportunities are through the roof. They really have, they're limitless, and there's more opportunities being found more and more every single day, more and more and more and more every single day. I bet you just today there's been a minimum of you know, 10 new ways for someone to make money, whether it's someone thought of a business idea and executed on it, or, you know, someone has had an idea for 20 years and they were like, why hasn't anyone done this? And then they decide to execute on it.
And it's like, exciting to see what we can come up with. I mean,
exactly,
there's people have so many ideas, and now that, like we were saying before, technology is so abundant, that, you know, anyone could build anything at this point.
So
I mean,
true.
You got Elon Musk going to space. You got kids making, you know, Facebook or whatever
exactly.
the next thing is.
I mean, dude, let's look at, you know, everyone's familiar with the app Snapchat.
Snapchat,
right?
Yeah.
The kids that created Snapchat, man, 18 years old, they got bought out by Google for two, or Facebook. It was Facebook.
Yeah, something.
I think it was either Google or Facebook. I think it was Facebook. For $2.1 billion,
yeah,
if
that's
I'm not
crazy.
Mistaken.
Yeah. That is crazy.
18 or 19-year-old
just
kids.
To send a picture that goes away. You know, it's such a simple concept. And
quote-unquote goes away. Well, yeah. That's another show.
Yeah, that's another show. And talk about the NSA. Yeah, that's a big topic. but yeah, these people are coming up with great ideas. So I think the future generations will bring a lot to this world. And, I mean, hopefully there's a big focus on the environment and on our planet. Because, you know, as we
you can say that
progress
again.
And with technology, we're also effing up the world a bit more. And
absolutely.
And so hopefully we figure out some ways to save this planet, because it's our only home right now. Unless Elon Musk is the hero we need and saves us and does like a whole Inception. What's the new movie with Christopher Nolan? Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Yeah, unless Elon Musk goes Interstellar, we're
dude.
All kind of fucked right now.
Dude, well, thankfully... hopefully, we have a couple Nikola Teslas and excuse me, Elon Musks that are hiding.
I wonder how Elon Musk smells. Like, his last name is Musk. I bet he smells like just
probably
like a man, like lumber
musky.
And like pine,
just so good,
and just
like straight from chopping a tree down.
Yeah, and beard, like beard oil,
such a delicious.
Is that a thing, beard oil, or
beard.
Like a
yeah,
beard?
Absolutely, it's a thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Oil your beard before you go to bed.
Oh, 100%, 100%, 100%.
Yeah, I use oil before I go to bed, but it's not on my beard.
So we're talking about some really powerful topics today, having nothing to do with what Kevin does before he goes to bed. If you've just tuned in with us here on the Vibration Station, we have some delicious ideologies to ponder. What we're talking about is what my brother Kevin does right before he goes to bed.
Stop.
No, what I'm talking about is he ponders how to make the world a better place, right?
What our generation is bringing to the world.
And I know this because a lot of the times we'll say goodnight to each other. I'll say, hey, Kev, you're the best, dude. I love you, bro. I hope you have a super great night and sweet dreams. And you're like, dude, Dave, I hope you have a super awesome night. I'm like, thanks, man. And then you tell me, we're talking, and you're like, hey, bro. You're like, dude, I just want to, let's just recite a couple of the things that we can do to make the world a better place. And I'm like, Kevin, you're such a good
I
guy.
Say this on a regular basis, yeah.
Every night, dude, yeah. Every night. So
reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Okay, so that's what you said
I have
last
a tattoo
night.
That
you're
says
like,
that.
You're like, reduce, reuse, recycle, and then you sang the song. Okay.
I didn't know there was a song.
Kevin,
can you sing
stop
it?
Stop being so humble. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
What do you think there's things we can do to help our planet out? You know, what do you think our generation is going to bring to advance?
You asking me?
Yeah. What do you think we're going to do?
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you the one thing that's on my mind. I'll tell you the most important aspect that I think our generation needs to get a grasp on, a handle on, is finding a way to continue building, continue the you know, a luxurious lifestyle for those who see... what I'm saying is continue building beautiful homes, you know.
Yeah.
Continue allowing people to live single-family homes and single-family residences, not cramming, you know, like uncles and grandmothers and, you know, stepsisters all into one home. We don't want to be there. We want our own space, but still simultaneously being able to sustain a healthy planet and actually not only sustain, but improve our planet, right? Something I want to talk about is one of the reasons why I said Nikola Tesla is because if Nikola Tesla's inventions had actually... come to fruition, had the government at the time not shut it down because...
Fuck you, Thomas Edison.
Dude, smart man. Straight up. So, if you want to get into this, basically, the government was working with the electric companies, and Nikola Tesla found a way to offer free energy to the world by using the Tesla coils, which magnetically attract and harness Earth's magnetic energy. And you can use the field of Earth's magnetic energy to power literally anything and everything that is within the atmosphere of the planet.
That's crazy.
So, but it's been, it's been used. Nikola actually built one of these coils and put it to use, and it was successful. He also was able to create levitation devices by using the Earth's magnetic grid.
It's Houdini stuff, man.
Dude, it's Houdini stuff. But what happened was, which you already know, Kev, was the federal government, and the government was working with the electric companies, Edison at the time, okay? And the government basically said, we're not going to let Tesla release free energy because that's billions of dollars that we're going to be flushing down the toilet if everybody and anybody has access to free energy on the planet.
I did not know that. That's cool.
Crazy, cool. Dude. History Tesla. Channel teaches you a lot, man.
History Channel. Yeah. It does. Anyway, I think there's with the talks of electricity and energy and all that stuff, like, you know, we have, I think our generation has a really big we really focus on the health of our planet.
Totally.
And ways to progress and not destroy this world we live in. And
you can say that
hopefully
again.
You know, like we said, hopefully there's a lot of advancements with that. And for older generations, for Generation X, the baby boomers, I don't know if they had as big of a concern about the planet's health. You know, before people used to burn their trash and
exactly,
and do, you know, the cars were not smog efficient, blah, 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 blah,
what's
blah.
A Prius, dude?
But now it's like, I mean, 2015, 2014, these are the hottest years every year. It's the hottest year ever recorded in the history of this world. And like, I don't know how scientists like go back thousands of years and figure out how hot a year is, but like,
yeah,
it's crazy, man. We're all the ice is gonna melt and bad things are happening, you know. So I mean, hopefully we can, and the new generations, they can come up with some stuff to help us out.
Dude, exactly. Out. Exactly. And that's,
yeah.
Those are the exact, once again, the word I'm going to use, ideologies that our planet needs to adapt, you know, to. These are the exact concepts that our generation, Generation Y, needs to take on and exercise, right? Okay, another aspect that I want to talk about in our generation, Kev, is... along with the technological advances, the medicinal advances, the scientific advances, the spiritual advancements, all of these gnarly advancements, economical, mm-hmm. Monetary, I mean, you know, our currency systems are just, I'm not even going to get into that. That's a whole other show. We're probably going to be talking about next week, the devaluation of the dollar. Make sure to tune into that one. You know, with all of these insane changes that are happening, make sure to buy real estate and buy precious metals. you know, what else is happening? Well, there's more drug use and there's more drug trafficking. There's more demand for drugs.
Really?
Than there. Well, no, I'll tell you where I get this info from. Uh-huh. Okay. National Geographic Channel, Drugs Inc.
Right on.
Okay. Listen, man. Every year, every single year, growing industry, growing multi, like, what do they say? Like, multi is like, it's close to like $100 billion industry a year. On an annual basis, it's like a $200 billion industry. So, but that's growing, man. That's growing.
That's crazy. I don't know if people our age.
A lot of people our age smoke
a lot of pot.
You brought up an amazing comment about cannabis, which is really interesting considering the recent legalization factors.
I don't know. It was CNN or something. I read about it on the internet, and internet never lies. But apparently, drug use with kids is down. Like with high schoolers, it's not as popular to smoke weed anymore.
Wow.
But like, you know, when
wow.
like my friend's little brother, like, He's a stoner, like, so I don't know. I don't know if every kid's smoking pot, or if it's just not like a cool thing anymore because, you know, places are legalizing it. And, you know, like, maybe it was cool because it was illegal. And it's like, ah, look at me, I'm rebelling against my parents because I'm a teen, which we all did.
Right.
And that was a terrible time.
It was fun. For everyone.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's like, if I could do that again, yeah, I probably wouldn't be an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, that is a big regret, and then getting frosted tips in elementary school. That's another big regret of mine.
But Kevin, you look so good with your frosted tips.
I know,
man.
Dude. Backstreet Boys were awesome. I just wanted to be the Backstreet Boys.
Kevin, you were the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
You know what? You had and still have such a beautiful voice that if you ever wanted to pursue a career in boy band singing, bro, you could be top of the game.
Yeah. I've been wanting to make a boy band. I think I have the dance moves to do it. I think that's something our generation brought. Is white boy dance moves. Like, old generations have cool dancing. Like, dude, I want to go back to the 60s and the 50s, like, swing, and, like, everyone's dancing all cool.
Dude, 20 style, where they all were, like, the flappers.
I didn't know that was whatever that is. That sounds awesome. Like, our dancing now is twerking. Damn it, Nicki Minaj, dude. What did you do? Like, the new generation's like, okay, the millennials, they're, like, watching Nicki Minaj twerk on Anaconda, that music video, that god-awful thing. And they're, like, six-year-olds are twerking. That's terrible. We should go back to swing dancing and, like, partner and grab the partner by the hand. Do-si-do.
Partner by the hand, do-si-do. Get around when I get it in the hose of hoe. And I put a hoe
in the back. So much classier back in the day. Like, that was classy stuff. And that's the fun stuff. Like, when I go to a club and, like, girl starts grinding on me or something, I don't know how to do it, like, grind back or whatever it's called. But mostly, like, I just, like, start spinning around and do, like, ballroom dancing because that's fun. That's more fun than just, like, my butt's on
your
crotch.
And that's why you take home.
My butt's on your crotch. And it's just, like, my crotch is on your butt.
Exactly. I mean, even that image, when I think about it, nothing wrong to you, Kevin. I love everything about you, but that image in my head, it reminds me. It's like, so okay, we're on the vibration station, such a low vibration.
Yeah,
think of just like, it's like people are just, it's like it's purely,
it's over, so sexual, and like, just like,
it's a gross, God, sexual though.
Yeah,
sexual is supposed to be like, it's supposed to be like an exciting thing that you know, a couple or people that are excited about each other share. But the way that it's been transformed has been like, our generation and the previous generation that has created all this disgusting sensitive materials, like, is ruining it for everyone.
Yeah,
you know?
It's this overhyped thing. I don't know.
It really is, man. Weird. I saw this amazing. You guys, if you're not familiar with TED Talks, you got to check out. Just search TED Talks. There's always amazing people with amazing inventions, ideas, concepts, just cool things that people come up with and share on TED Talks, right? So TED Talks is this platform for, you know, inventors and just kind of anyone and everyone to come up with whatever their idea is and share it with the world. So someone shared this TED Talks with me, and this specific TED Talks revolved around what this sensitive material like porn and whatnot does to the consumer's brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like on a scientific level, like what's happening to your brain when you're exposing yourself on a religious, somewhat continuous basis to, you know, these things that are supposed to be somewhat sacred, right? Yeah. And what they found was the science showed that you're actually numbing. Just like when you expose yourself to violence, and like gore, like violence, people go to war and
you're desensitized
back
to all these things now, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect word. You are desensitized. You become desensitized. So these kids, these 11, 12-year-old kids that still have, you know, innocent, youthful minds, right, that are being exposed to this.
They're watching crazy porn and murder videos. I was on my Facebook feed yesterday. There was a video of, like, two robbers getting blasted in Brazil.
There's
blood everywhere. And they just got shot up by the cops. Like, it was... That's crazy. My Facebook feed. There was no, warning mature. It was, like, on this Facebook channel called dopeassvideos.com. What? Like, what is that website? Why are you showing this? And why is there not? Why is that on this site?
I was going to say,
any kid who has a Facebook is, yeah, parents install child blocks and everything. Don't let them use social media. Don't let them tweet. Gosh,
like, that's even, crazy.
Like, there's so many studies too where it's like, you know, Twitter, you know, one bad tweet could ruin a career. You know, one person says a bad tweet, it's like, all right, now you're in the spotlight, people hate you, you could lose your job over it. You know, all these celebrities are tweeting terrible things, and they get a lot of heat from it. And then their PR people have to come out and be like, oh, sorry, sorry about that.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And not only that, let's take it absolutely. People's careers and people's professions, right? Like you just said, you know, if you're in a professional world and you post something that might be just a little outside of what the professional perception might be, uh-huh, you know, that could ruin your career. And then even one step further, let's take it to these kids that are literally committing suicide because they're getting cyberbullied, man.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy, like, man. It's like there's this whole wave of there's this huge wave of kids like not knowing what to do. And they're
bullying's just different now. Yeah,
like it literally breaks my heart, man. Like I want to help these people. I want to do something. I want to give myself to these people that are sad and don't see like a way out. I want to just do whatever I can to tell them that through a little bit of just focused practice, as difficult as it may be, you know, as hard as it may be, through just a little bit of pivoted and focused, intentional momentum, you can shift your thoughts into a little bit of a happier place and just kind of start moving slowly, slowly, day by day into knowing that you are worthy, that you are capable of being, doing, and having anything that mm-hmm. you set your mind to. So, you know, and
we love you.
We love you. Yeah, the thing that sucks is these terrible people. I mean, and these kids, I feel bad for the kids that are bullies too, because they obviously have a reason for bullying. So
yeah, there's always reasons. And I mean, hopefully these future generations can really, I mean, you're always going to be young and not know that what, you know, between the difference of right and wrong. So hopefully the bullies stop. But I mean, I feel like, you know, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. We're ranting so hard. Let's bring out some positivity, man. Like, what's some good stuff your generation brought? Like, you know, what's if you can call in,
that'd be tight. Go ahead.
Just what's your favorite thing that you guys brought to this world?
If you want
to
call in, you can do that. It was 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. We got you live here on the Vibration Station. You're with Kevy.
I'm Kevy,
the man,
and David.
Your host, Davey. And, you know, Kevy, he actually, for those of you that are longtime Vibration Station listeners, Brother Kevy over here was my very first host, my very first co-host to ever share the show with me. And
that was like 5 years ago, man. That was a long time ago.
It was quite some time ago. Yeah. LA Talk Radio is our home, and we are very blessed to be here. And we just are so grateful for everything that we get to share through the LA Talk Radio circuit. And
we share hugs. We share happiness.
We share happiness. We share love. We share gratitude, abundance, light, laughter, joy, and everything in between. If you want to share a little piece of your mind, you can also email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. What we're talking about is what your generation brought or is bringing to this planet. Just certain ideas, concepts, intentions that you think that your generation could adapt and share to the world. Really cool stuff. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You're live with Davey and Kev. What's up? Kevy and Dave, what up?
Kev, right here. So what do you think the baby boomers brought? Baby boomers was like right after World War II, right?
Talk to me about that, bro.
It was born between 1946 and 1964. Apparently, they were the save the world, you know, the 60s and 70s, you know, peace, love, happiness.
Yes.
Nonviolent protests was big.
Which always turned into violence because there's some cops that wanted to throw some tear gas in your face.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of progression in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So good on you guys for bringing that to the world.
And that's cool.
Rock and roll. Guys brought us rock and roll.
Yes. And sex and drugs.
And sex and drugs and acid.
I'm just kidding. You brought us some LSD, man. A little bit of that. A lot of
Jimi
that.
Hendrix.
You brought us Jimi Hendrix.
I think. Oh, that was 70s, right? Man, we're too young. What are we, 20, 23 now?
Time is going by, man. I feel at the youthful age that I still am, I feel like an old man.
Yeah, wake up.
But you know what it is, Kev? Gosh, it's just humility and wisdom.
that's all it is. Good alcohol.
And sarcasm and good alcohol.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. Oh, man. No, so, but that is, that's actually a really good concept that you brought up. So, we have learned another thing that I want to talk about is what we, our generation, and what the generation before us, you know, like there's people our age that are now having children. Mm-hmm. So then that's the new generation, yeah. Right? So what did we learn from our parents' generation or that intermediate generation, yeah. Right? And then a step even further than that that's going to trip me out, what are the people that are having children now?
What do they think they're going to teach their kids?
Learning from us.
Oh, learning from us.
Right?
Okay,
yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. What are they going to teach their kids?
Yeah.
What are they going to learn from the surroundings, you know?
We learned a lot from our parents, man. We learned a lot. I mean, our parents' generation, I think the baby boomers generation was like one of the most progressive ones.
I completely agree.
Accepting homosexuality and... I mean, divorce started being common. I don't think that's a positive. But I mean, well, if you're not happy in a marriage, you get divorced, whatever. But nonviolent protests. And there were so many good things that came from the baby boomers.
Definitely.
So good on you guys. Thanks, mom and dad.
Thanks, mom and dad.
Everyone in that generation listening.
Moms and dads.
You guys were accepting. And that's really translating to us right now. Because, you know, they began accepting homosexuality. Like, gays just got the right to vote. In our lifetime, we got to see that. In our parents' lifetime, they got to see that. And people our age are very, very accepting of people who are openly gay, transgender people, you know, call me Caitlin, the Bruce Jenner thing. We're all so accepting of that. And I think that's a beautiful thing. People are really loving towards each other. And that was definitely taught to us by our parents, by the baby boomers.
Totally.
So,
and I think to add on to that, I think that we have seen, you know, with 9/11, with the terrorism, with all the hatred that's going on in the world, you know, in our generation, Kev, we have been exposed to such a tremendous amount of hatred. More, I would say, a little bit more so than even our parents. Hatred and love. Now, let me tell you why. Not that there was more war going on. There's just many more vehicles to see and be a part of all the destruction. Also, the
before
news.
Before it was, you know, came out in the newspaper. Now it's on every website. They have videos of the new shooting and this and that. And there's, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
Exactly. Going.
But with all that hate, I think love is over. And as corny as that sounds, like,
we're
combating that with love, man. Like we
totally are.
Yeah, like all this hate's coming in, but like we're showering love upon it. But I mean, we're still doing bad things. It's not our generation, but I mean, maybe it's our generation. But like, you know, we should get drones out of Afghanistan and stuff. Whatever. Anyway,
dude, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. There's a multitude of things that we can do here to really improve and expand the potential whereabouts of where our generation is headed. Hey, we got a call here live on the Vibration Station. Should we take it, Kevy? Should we take it? What's up? You have called here live on the Vibration Station. You're with David.
Hi,
and Kev.
This is Marilyn. I wanted to make a small contribution about the baby boomers.
Oh, beautiful.
They brought identity to the workplace.
Absolutely.
Now everyone...
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Women are they're no longer housewives.
Yes. Each person that works in a workplace wants a real career. So they will strive to do more. They don't want to retire at 65. They want to go on and have new lives, new professions, new political feelings, all that stuff.
So true. Marilyn, that is so true. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and adding your contribution. I got to say that I feel like because you know that generation and you know do you mind if I ask are were you born in the baby boomer generation?
Yes, I was.
So I have to say that because you guys made the decisions that you did, it was It influenced us. It influenced, you know, your children to become more independent people, to become, and even the choices that you guys are making today. You know, I'll say I can only speak for myself. You know, I've seen my father and my mother make certain dramatic changes in their life over the past 5 years that have changed the way that I view myself and the way that I view my world. So, you know.
Yes, and you want more for it because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You try hard. You have life left in you. 40s to new 60s to new 40, 70s to new 50.
Yes.
All that kind of thinking.
Right on.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That's spot on, Marilyn. And I think that you're absolutely right. The baby boomers do want to keep going. They want to have that next chance to, you know, get into a new career, get into a new mindset, which will, you know, almost re-spark that youthful state of consciousness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that way we can contribute more to the world.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. I love your contribution, and we, of course, we're always sending you all the unconditional love, life, happiness, and joy from our hearts to yours. Thank you so much, Marilyn. You're the best. And we'll make sure to tune into the Vibration Station and know that we're always sending you our love.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Man, I just love our callers here on the Vibration Station.
I love the people.
They're so high vibration. They're so, like, they come with such amazing ideas. We always get the most influential and powerful people calling in on the show, sharing.
Like Barack Obama called one time.
Barack Obama.
Gandhi Skyped in.
That was cool.
That happened.
That was awesome. That was really cool. That one time Gandhi called in. Yeah.
Kanye. He's very political and influential.
He talked a lot about how he actually was.
Hold on. I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had the best album. Sorry. My jokes are so bad.
No, they're not. Kevin, you're such a... Are you kidding? You're such a good joker, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's true.
That's got me feeling some type of way.
Well, it should, because the old... How are you feeling, bro?
Some type of way.
So, Kevin, I want to ask you something, bro.
Yeah, ask me away.
What do you think our generation could focus a little bit more on, which would...
No, you already know what I'm going to say.
What could our generation focus a little bit more on, which would inevitably lead us to... living happy, healthier, wealthier, more aligned lifestyles?
Oh, man, what could we focus on? That's a good question. We could...
Like, what are some of the, I guess, like, okay, so here we go, you know, like, work, like, you know, jobs. Could we focus on how we could get people getting in jobs that they enjoy doing? Could we focus on how we could maybe subtract the amount of student debt and student loans and increase the amount of job availabilities, job openings that these students want to do?
You know? I think if you're
whatever
someone in your 20s or maybe even teens right now, like looking to go to college or something, like, you know, pick a major that you like, but don't, I mean... I don't know, you know, people are all different. So people like different things. People like working on cars. People like talking to other people and presenting things. And then there's people who like coding and computers.
Totally.
But as far as where the money is right now, you know, with all these startups and stuff, a lot of it's just technological advancements.
Yes.
So if you're looking for a good career path, I'd suggest learning some coding. Try to make an app.
Like, totally.
You know, do something like that. And if that's pretty good money right now. And it's fun. You can, like, with computers, you could solve a lot of problems.
So true.
And but as far as building a happier lifestyle, I think kids need to just get off their phones, you know.
And
talk and socialize. You know, try to really, like, there's no... we learned a lot from shows like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Full House. Totally. Like, you know, at the every show was this thing where it would teach us a life lesson. You know, Fairly Odd Parents. I don't know if that's still around. I don't know what kids are, like, are 11-year-olds watching Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad? I think they are.
And
they're missing out on life lessons because they're watching violent TV shows about cooking meth and drug lords and Game of Thrones where titties are flying everywhere and just poontang for days. They should be watching Fairly Odd Parents and SpongeBob, man. Like, it's all those so shows true. That taught us all these life lessons about so not to true. Bully and do all these things.
You're absolutely right, man. No, you're absolutely right. And another thing which just came to my head is, you know, most people today, I feel like, have siblings. A lot of people have siblings, right? Yeah. Also, with the amount of divorce rates and the amount of, you know, multiple husbands and wives throughout a lifetime, you know, and then you have a kid with this person, and then, you know, so then a lot of mixed families. So there's just, I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just, it is what it is, and we're adapting. But I think that, you know, if you have older brothers or older sisters, or, you know, let's say you're even 9 years old, 8 years old, and you have a 14, 15-year-old brother or sister, you know, they're not going to be thinking, well, I'm not going to listen to this song around my little brother or sister. I'm not going to watch this around my little brother or sister because – yeah, you're going to show them because you want to be the cool older brother, the cool older sibling, you know? But what does that turn into? All of a sudden, you know, whatever you're being exposed to as a youngling, you know, you think that that's cool because, you know, your older siblings think that's cool, and then their peer group think that's cool, and then you want to be part of the cool groups, and then you do that, and then you show your friends, and then it's like this exposure, and then they show their friends because they want to be cool, because it's just like, it's quote, it's what you said, Kev, it's the rebellious thing, you know?
Yeah. And kids are rebelling pretty hard.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. Gnarly stuff, brother.
Do you think what do you think's crazy with our, like, do you think the people are having babies, like teen pregnancies? I think that's going down, right? That's gone down a bit.
Yeah,
for
after
sure.
They took MTV Teen Mom off.
Yeah, because I think that was like, oh, Teen Mom, I want to be one of those moms, and they get pregnant. but yeah, I think teen pregnancy's down. We're definitely learning a lot, and
that's good.
I don't know if divorce rate's down. I think it's still probably pretty high. People still get married young.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you know, as long as you can.
Speaking of marriage, I'm getting married to David Cohen.
That's, if you guys knew that. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Who's this David Cohen, Kevin?
I don't know. He's this tall, handsome guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're making me blush just thinking about this man. Oh, you're, Kevin, you're too kind, okay?
Thank you, sir.
And listen, you're so sweet, and you're so handsome yourself. So
thanks, man.
Just look in the mirror, all right? That's all I can say.
You're my top dude.
It's just looking at you're my top dude. You're my top dude.
We're besties with testies.
We are. You, brother, you can say that again.
Don't you test these besties.
Don't test these besties, okay?
Because
we're besties with testies. One thing that I know our generation is going to bring is an awareness of besties with testies.
That is true.
But
for reals. But for reals, though.
Disgusting. This is the Vibration Station. This is top tier quality topics, okay? Listen, guys. Hey, if you've just tuned in with us, you're really late.
What do you think we're bringing? What do you think we're bringing? For real, though.
We're having too much fun here. No, but for real, what I think we are going to bring an awareness to in our lifetime with the last couple minutes we have here on the Vibration Station is an overall awareness of what not to do when it comes to using people as bait for war. Or using people not as bait, but as, you know, just as walking machine guns. Yeah. I think that with all this new dronage and all this, you know, it's bad because, you know, there's more ways to kill people. But then it's also good because not as many people are getting killed.
Nah, I don't know about that.
That's
a heavy statement, man. Like, drones killing a lot of people right now.
No, you're absolutely right. I guess what I'm saying is we don't need to send so many people in to kill the people.
We don't, but we shouldn't kill anybody. The people are...
You're right.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
If if they're like threatening and if they're like blowing our shit up, then we need to just make sure that those people are contained at least. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's other ways of, you know, we could go on. Oh, dude, there's
we're bringing positivity, man. I think our generation is going to bring a lot of good vibes, positivity, and a lot of technological advances. And I think we're bringing a lot of love and acceptance to this world.
We
got
to
make sure
more.
We keep doing that.
I could not, dude. And, I could not agree more.
And just stop the violence and stop the hate and everybody love each other. And yeah,
dude, you said the words, man. Stop the hate. Stop the violence. Everybody love each other. Kevy, first and foremost, I want to thank you so much for coming here on the Vibration Station.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Spreading your wisdom. I'd love to have you as a reoccurring guest on my reoccurring co-host again on the Vibration Station. Maybe we could grab him on. You know, you just might have to keep your ears peeled for Brother Kev more often here on the Vibration Station.
If Dave buys me Chipotle every day, I'll be here.
Well, that's a deal that we'll just have to discuss right after the show. Hey guys, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Kevy, you know I love you with all my heart. You are the man. I appreciate you, and I appreciate all your wisdom that you have to share with us here on the Vibration Station. All the love and appreciation here from LATalkRadio.com. Make sure to follow us, Good Vibes Station, Twitter at Good Vibes Station. That's it, guys. And we want to thank each and every single one of you for exercising your high vibration. All the love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter, and abundance from our hearts to yours. Love you. See you next Sunday. Peace!